the couch for October the 27th. Wednesday, October the 27th.
Okay, I don't know. I didn't even know what to say about that. I don't know what to say about that.
It was my spooky voice. Wasn't it spooky?
It was something. I don't know. It was something.
No, we all know why I'm not an actress.
Well, not an actress. So Halloween. Halloween is this week.
Yep.
Halloween is always strangely like Christmas for us because it suddenly becomes wintry, which is very strange.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Very strange.
Snow on the ground. But I was looking at the forecast for this week.
Yep.
It won't. It'll be long gone.
Didn't we say we weren't going to talk about weather ever again?
Well, we did, but when it snows before Halloween, it's something to talk about.
I guess so.
Because snow on the ground for Halloween night makes it a pain in the butt, because then you got to wear your snow pants and your boots and bundle up really warm, and then there's hardly even any point to wearing a costume.
Yeah,
at that
point. That's very true.
But
very true.
It shouldn't be that way because it's supposed to warm up. So. That's good.
So this year, we got caught up on, I guess, the three most recent. We can't do this year's because it's, of course, not released until November sometime. But the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror series.
Right. We did.
I think last year I force-fed that to you, didn't I? Didn't we watch episode after episode after episode?
Yeah.
This year, we watched three in a row. It was 18, 19, and 20. This year is 21 is the new one. So each episode is, of course, as most people know, made up of three little short stories that are not necessarily related. It's a little bit Twilight Zone-ish, I guess.
I guess, yeah. Honestly, I'm kind of glad they do it that way, because then if one is really irritating, at least it's over soon.
Yeah, that's true. It was weird. I felt an air of disapproval from you as we watched them. I said it was like watching with my mother. You feel like, hey, this is fun, we're watching this together, and yet you also feel like, boy, don't I feel like a jackass, that I think this is fun and I'm laughing. It's like, Bart, oh dear, sorry. It won't happen again.
You know, it's just some of them are so, I don't know.
First of all,
I don't like cartoons that much. I don't really like The Simpsons that much, and...
You don't like scary things that much.
Yeah, so it's a bad combination.
Three for three. Out, out, and you're out.
You're lucky you even get me to watch it at all.
Well, you know, that speaks volumes of our relationship right there, that I can get an hour of solid time with her to watch something that she doesn't actually... And by her, I mean you.
Right, yes.
It's like my Stepford Wives robot wife that I've replaced you with. Speaking of Halloween, that's pretty scary right there.
That is.
I think one wife is enough for anyone, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Unless you want to marry three sisters. There's some dude in the States who's married to three women. Who are sisters.
Weird.
Yeah, he's been on the, whatchamacallits lately, tabloids.
Good for him, weenie.
Yeah, and stupid and dumb. There might even be four of them, but whatever.
Okay, speaking of things you haven't seen, well, what was your feeling on the three Simpsons? Like... Did you laugh at all? I don't remember hearing you laugh at all. I don't even think you smiled.
Some were less torturous than others.
Was it like a trip to the dentist with no Novocaine?
Kinda.
Oh.
I didn't mind the Charlie Brown parody one.
Oh, that was really well done. That was very well done.
I didn't mind, see, anything that gets bloody and gory and mean. See, I'm not into mean, which is why I don't like horror movies, because it's mean to kill somebody and put them through a wood chipper. I don't find that funny. I don't find it entertaining. I just find it mean, and I don't want to see it, and it's gross.
Well, I don't find it funny anymore.
Is that wrong that
I found it funny? Come on, the wood chipper in Fargo, that was pretty funny.
I don't know about Fargo, but...
Fargo's not a horror movie.
Yeah, but
if
it's tasteless and mean and yucky and gross, I'm not interested in it. If it's witty and smart, that's different. So, yeah, I don't know. A couple of the ones with the aliens in them weren't too bad.
Kang and Kodos.
Yeah, they were okay. I don't know.
I'm starting to feel that air of disapproval again, so maybe we should move on.
I think so. Well, what did you... You should.
I thought they were funny. I like them. I think they're funny, and I think I said this to you too, that the producers of the show look at their annual Treehouse of Horror episode as an opportunity to do whatever they want, because the censors will let him get away with it for a change. Mm-hmm. So that's why they're so over the top and people being chopped up and Homer falling through the mesh of the hammock into tiny little cubes, just like Sylvester. That was funny. I mean, not funny. It was offensive and rude and mean.
No, it was gross more than anything.
That's true.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, for you as a Simpsons sort of fan.
I am definitely a huge
Halloween fan. How did they compare to other years? And were they good? Were they, you know what I mean?
What I've always liked about them, I think, is where they, like, there was one that was, it was called I think it was about The Shinning anyway, because they didn't want to get, and they made a big nod in it, in the story, say that they didn't want to get sued, so they were calling it The Shinning instead of The Shining.
Right.
But I like the ones where they did that, and Groundskeeper Willie was Freddy Krueger for one episode in one year, and so The Shining and Nightmare on Elm Street and things like that, and they've done a zombie one, so I like the ones where it's kind of connected to something that you're familiar with and something from the horror genre, I guess. Or something that's a scary movie kind of thing.
Right.
They did that Transformers. It was called Untitled Robot Parody or something like that was the name of that segment.
I didn't mind that one.
That was kind of funny.
That one was okay. And one thing that did actually make me laugh a little bit were the credits.
Oh, with the names and stuff? Yeah. They have a lot of fun with those names.
I enjoyed that a little.
I don't think we've ever talked about this in a previous Halloween episode. And by the way, folks, see what I did there? Our previous Halloween episodes from other years, because we've put a lot of work into them and they're quite fun. So have yourself a Halloween overdose. But I don't think we've ever, like, what's a scary Halloween memory for you? As Emily sits in the background over there on the couch listening. She'll be scarred.
A scary Halloween memory.
She laughed.
I don't remember Halloween being very scary.
See, you know, and we talked about this a bit last week, I think. Connor's traumatized by Halloween. Just the mention of the word.
I know.
Or even if you, sometimes if you say hello to him, if he thinks you said hello, then he panics.
Yeah.
Hello. No, it's not like that. He is fairly touchy about it, though.
Yeah, he is.
One thing he said to me a couple times, I think I told you this, is he said, you know, Dad, during the daytime, I think Halloween is okay, but it's at night when I get really scared. And I said, well, ironically, that's what they're after. That is what they're after. So
yes,
you are falling right in line with the behavior they're trying to generate.
See, maybe I was sheltered as a kid. Like,
you were.
We made witches at school and pumpkins and jack-o'-lanterns and
with crumpled and paper and
skeletons and
construction paper. I don't know.
But because I never watched scary things or whatever, I don't remember it being really scary ever.
What was the first scary movie you ever saw? Do you remember?
Fright Night.
Oh, Fright Night. I forgot.
That was the one.
Yes, folks.
We've dealt with that already.
We had Michelle on the Fright Night couch.
I had to quickly tell you this because I don't know if I've ever said this in the past. Maybe I have. Stop me if I have.
Okay.
But my Halloween costumes when I was a kid.
Yes, you said they were lame.
I was I did the whole wedding party
did
theme.
You?
Yeah. One year I was a flower girl. The next year I was a bridesmaid. The next year I was a bride.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were a bridesmaid and a bride? So many girls are never a bride. Always a bridesmaid.
So it was kind of lame. And so really nothing scary about that.
Well, and I can't remember if I told you this, but I think it was towards the end of when you start to get really age inappropriate for Halloween, like you're still trick-or-treating and you're driving and
right,
you know, those kinds
right
of. No, but I remember the hobo, clown, anything that's relatively easy, or just your winter coat and a mask.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, yeah, just give me the candy.
Yeah.
You know, so that, and that's when you know it's time to hang up your.
Well, I think I told you one time I remember I convinced my one friend, or maybe two, to come trick or treating with me. And we were probably in junior high. And one guy said to us, you're a little old to be trick or treating, aren't you? And on purpose, I had made my... I was a little girl, so I put my hair in ponytails and stuff. I guess I was trying to look younger, I don't know. Anyway, so when he turned... I think I may have told this another year or two, but anyway, when he turned away to get his candy, and like he kind of half closed the door, I pulled her down and I made... We both got down on our knees.
Oh, nice.
So when he came back, we were shorter.
Did he laugh?
Kinda.
He laughed.
I thought it was funnier than he did.
Well, clearly. He laughed as he phoned the cops.
That's right.
Emily, come over here for a second. So how do you feel about having... Because your birthday party is on Halloween, and we've talked about that for the last couple of weeks on the show. How do you feel about it?
How do you think that's going to go? Are you still glad we're doing that?
Yeah, but, like, hardly any people are coming. Like, maybe three people.
Cool. Because,
other people want to do...
Family stuff.
Family stuff.
Right. Does that suck? Like, are you not happy with that now? Do you wish you had better parents?
No.
Are you wishing we had picked a different night?
Well.
Should we change it now?
Sometimes. If we changed it now, that would be.
No, it'd be a mess.
that would be a mess. Horrible.
Yeah. Oh, we'll leave it like it is. Maybe we'll just have to. I don't know.
Make it up to you.
But
somehow.
You know what? There's going to be years. Three for sure.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Maybe one more? I don't know.
Maybe not. Yeah.
Maybe I should actually attend your party rather than being the host. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay, now you probably need to leave because we're going to talk about scary movies. So you need to go upstairs, I'm thinking. Out of earshot.
But I'm not scared.
But you will be. I promise you. I will do my best to...
As long as I'm not seeing anything.
Okay.
Then go sit back over there. And don't look at the screen.
So what are the typical themes of Halloween films, scary Halloween films? We've got the supernatural. So you've got the demons, the ghosts, the nasty things that should have stayed dead that did not.
Yes.
And actually the supernatural really encompasses pretty much most of it because you've got your vampires, your zombies, your mummies, anything.
Guys, people that just won't die.
Anything unnatural.
Right.
So like used car salesmen then.
Yeah.
People that just won't go away and leave you alone.
Yes, yes.
So there's...
Tarlick.
Yes. So of course that encompasses everything from Poltergeist to The Exorcist to Sixth Sense, Rosemary's Baby. Pretty much everything. Almost everything is something gone wrong. Or something. And then you've got people that just ain't right in the head, I think.
And that scares me more than anything.
Yes, because that's somebody else. Somebody could be somebody you know. Say, Uncle Johnny, for example. And you have an Uncle Johnny.
Yes.
So, Norman Bates. See, there's almost a kind of a crazy mixed genre there because there are people not right in the head who should have died.
Yeah.
And
like
we can't,
Jason
or Freddy. Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers.
Mm-hmm.
These, you guys, stay down. Lie down and just stay down.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? And then there are actually creatures. So there is vampires and werewolves and... So
right.
Something that is not technically human, but is not technically... Well, I guess a vampire's undead. But you know what I'm getting at here, folks.
Yeah.
So we've got American Werewolf in London, the various versions of Dracula, the Lost Boys, all those kinds of movies.
Exactly.
And then zombies are almost getting to be their own genre. There's there's everything from Shaun of the Dead to... I don't know, all of the George Romero, Dawn of the Dead, The Day of the Dead, Night of the Living Dead.
I haven't seen any of those.
Hey, You Dead, Get Off of My Bed. There's that one. No, that's that's my entry into the... So, and there's been endless remakes as well. There's been remakes of George Romero zombie films, and I might show you one of the zombie ones. They aren't too bad.
Just along this theme, is making me think of it. I'm reading a series of books right now that are about all of those things.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a Richard Scarry book?
No. No.
Hmm. Reader's Digest?
No.
Just some author. Name the author. Share with us, why don't you?
Oh, crap. What's her name? I don't know. The
Hamilton. Isn't it Hamilton? Somebody Hamilton?
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, the character's name is Anita Blake. in the book. If you type that into Google, you'll find all the books.
Not to be confused with Anita Drink, which is how I feel right now.
Exactly. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. So then there's those kinds of things, and then there's the there's the classic seasonal harmless favorites like Charlie Brown.
Yep.
What is it called? The Great Pumpkin.
Yes.
So there's The Great Pumpkin. There is Legend of Sleepy Hollow, the Disney movie. Connor and Emily watched Mickey Mouse, The House of Villains. Emily, come back over here. I almost forgot about that. So you and Connor watched the Mickey's House of Villains.
Yes.
Right? And what did you think of it?
Well, it was interesting.
Did you find, because you're almost 11, did you find it was too young for you? Or was it okay?
It was okay. It was interesting because the characters were like the real characters. They looked like it, except their voices were sounded wrong. Different.
So it was a lot of the main villains from Disney movies, right?
Yeah.
So Cruella de Vil and Jafar and, the big demon guy from Fantasia and Scrooge McDuck and who else was in there?
There was...
Ursula from Little Mermaid. Hades from Hercules.
The Wicked Mother, stepmother from Snow White.
Was she in there?
Yeah, she was.
So anyway, you said so it wasn't the same voice people doing it, so that threw it off a little.
Yeah, and also they kind of like...
Excuse me.
Shows the hiccups. It's perfect timing. There. Okay, anywho.
Well, they also kind of looked a little different, like...
The animation wasn't quite the same?
It was...
What you're trying to say is that it was low budget. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, kind of.
So here's a question for you, too. You and Connor have often said to me what your friends at school will watch. Like, parents are letting their kids watch some... Like, Connor's asked me two or three times, Dad, have you seen Saw? And I said, yeah... just the first one. And he said, because so-and-so at school watches it. And so they're like 8 years old. I don't get it.
It's dumb. Like, what do parents think? Like, our kids are young, like, old enough, we can show them movies and,
no problem.
You can watch this. You're not going to be scared.
Just don't get mad when they're up all night.
And they're not going to pee their pants.
Be their pants because they're so scared. What are you guys are doing Halloween at school?
Yes.
And have you talked to some of your friends about what they're dressing up as?
Yeah.
What are some costumes that you've heard?
Somebody's being a vampress mixed with a devil a little bit.
Oh, that's nice.
And somebody's
isn't that nice when they do that, mix those up? That's so sweet. Are they at least having a fluffy bunny tail or something?
No.
A forked fluffy bunny tail. Okay.
And Christina and Sarah F. might be being the same thing because they're both being zombie cheerleaders.
Zombie cheerleader. Always a classic.
Yeah.
And by the way, folks, the reason Emily says Sarah F. is because she knows 50 million Sarahs. So you need to differentiate them by the opening consonant of their last name.
Like Sarah F., Sarah J., blah, blah,
Sarah,
blah.
Sarah Doctor in the house. You used to be, you were Emily D. for a while because there was an Emily B.
And there was also an Emily L.
Oh, brother.
A long, long, long time ago. Remember?
Yeah.
And then your teacher said, Emily L., what the Emily L. is going on in here? No, she didn't say that.
No, she didn't.
Is Juliana being a vampire, Emily?
No, because she thinks if I was going to be a vampire for Halloween, then all I'd have to do is put on a jacket or something.
Oh.
Because she thinks she's a real vampire. She's like, I don't want to bite you. Don't get too close.
And your friend thinks she's a vampire? Does her skin sparkle? That's the real test.
And, A couple days ago, she thought that What's her name? Bloody Mary's. She was being tormented by Bloody Mary's dog, and she was taking over her body or something, and she's like going all crazy and stomping around like mad. And she
Who is this again?
Juliana.
I think it's time for Juliana to check into the Ha Ha House, isn't it?
I think so.
Wow. Yes. Does she really believe all that stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, before that...
And then she'll think she's Santa at Christmas time.
Oh, no, no. Because she'll just go back to being a witch, because she was a witch before she was a vampire.
Ah.
So one time it rained, and she apologized. She's like, sorry it rained. It's my fault.
Yeah, at school, one day it was raining, and she's just like, she walks up to me, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, it's raining. I made it rain, and I'm like, what the heck?
What the heck?
You're crazy.
Crazy child. So what are you looking forward to most about Halloween?
My birthday.
Yeah.
It's in 4 days.
Yes. And yes, Emily's birthday is on October 28th.
Yeah.
So,
I'm excited.
Thursday.
And
what about candy?
Yeah, I like candy.
Yeah, who does? I don't like candy. I wish we would get dairy products for Halloween.
Just come. Okay. Trick or treat.
Would you
can
like
I have
curds
some milk?
Or whey? Open your bag.
Can I have some bottles of milk?
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get some spoiled milk and pour it into people's bags.
And get cheese.
Yuck.
Can I have some cheese?
Emily is wildly gesturing and smacking the mic stand, so we keep having to restrain her enthusiasm. sounded like a chipmunk. Okay, so you can go away now again, I guess.
Oh, one more thing.
Yes.
I'm being Arwen from Halloween.
Yes, I was going to ask you. Emily's going to be an elf, and we got her ears on the internet. I've actually ordered ears on the internet before, but I made them into a necklace. Just kidding. So Emily's got little prosthetic elf ears, and we're straightening her hair, and she's got a...
We dyed
really,
it black
Yeah,
yesterday.
We dyed it black.
Well, it's dark
black.
Brown.
That's right.
And, want to know something else?
Sure.
Nobody knows who Arwen is, so I have to keep on explaining. I'm Arwen. I'm being Arwen from...
Lord of the Rings.
Who's that? And I'm like, she's from Lord of the Rings. And then Christina says, you're being a boy for Halloween? And I'm like, Arwen isn't a boy. She's a girl. And Christina starts laughing, and she's like... Oh, sorry, I thought she was a boy. That's what I thought.
Thought she was a boy.
Yeah.
Apparently the child has some gender issues. Okay, cool, thanks.
Bye-bye.
I'm trying to think, what else, like, what am I, you know, there's always the traditional Christmas movies that people watch. I think I'll probably watch Halloween once.
Maybe. And you always like to watch, The Headless Horseman.
Yeah, Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Yes.
Oh, that's, yeah, right.
That must be watched.
I always forget what it's
called. And I'll watch the Great Pumpkin. So yeah, so there's some great annual classics, some annual favorites. I always find that Halloween comes and goes too fast.
Yeah, just like that's what I thought you meant when you said it feels like Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, at the beginning of the show, that's what I thought you meant.
And that's the sad part, is Christmas certainly is my favorite season. It's my favorite time of the year. It's my most wonderful time of the... Anyway, I love Christmas the most, so I'm glad that it's around for a while, but Halloween is one day.
Right.
So, unless
technically you, Christmas is, too.
Unless you want something burned into your lawn by angry hordes of villagers, you probably don't want to decorate for more than a week up to Halloween. So then it's over. And it's just done. I actually, I was looking at some Halloween decorations in a store the other day, and this lady was standing next to me, and she was looking at stuff too, and she said, boy, I wish Halloween wasn't just one day. And I said, me too.
So, oh, I learned something interesting today.
Tell me.
There is a good costume rental place in town called
Theater Garage.
Yes.
I actually did a radio commercial for them not too long ago.
Aha!
I didn't even tell you about.
Well, my massage therapist today was telling me about it, and she had been there looking at stuff, and she said they have a huge amount of costumes. Even though a bunch are rented, there's still lots to choose from.
Cool.
So I was thinking we should go have a look.
Yeah, definitely.
Because since Emily's party is on Halloween, we should do
dress
it in
up.
Style.
We should.
go and rent some fun costumes.
Well, but I said I was going to buy you a Wonder Woman costume, and you said, oh, I'm not spending that much money. So I was coming up with some really cool ideas.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know if I want to buy it outright. Yeah. And I'd like to be able to try on a few different ones, and that's the thing about...
You don't like to try on clothes. I tried to buy you clothes the other weekend, and you didn't want to try on anything.
I know, but like when it comes to a Halloween costume, I don't want to just buy something that comes in a bag at the store. Because you don't know if it's going to fit, you don't know if it's going to be flattering, or if it's going to make you look horrendous.
True.
So at least if we go there, we can try a few different things on, and maybe find something that
We could just switch clothes.
Yeah!
You could be me and I'll be you. But we'd have to shave your head. And I'd have to get a brown wig.
That'd be funny.
And somewhat scarring. Emily's laughing. Your nails are purple. When did you paint your nails purple?
I did it the other day when we went out shopping.
Did you do it with felts or is it actual nail polish?
It's actual nail polish.
Cool. Purple's my favorite color, folks. Just remember that.
And we almost dressed our dog.
You're back.
For Halloween.
Yes, as...
As I can't remember. I think she was Batwoman or something.
Oh, I'd like to dress her up as Yoda. That'd be funny. Just the ears.
That would be so
funny. Would be very funny.
I think just I have Halloween bandanas for them. Maybe we'll just do that.
Just do that to be safe.
Yeah.
We'll have them giving out the candy. So, yes, we are taking these birthday party children trick-or-treating, so.
Yeah. I don't think we'll bring the dogs, though.
So enjoy your tricks, enjoy your treats, whatever you're doing, whatever you got planned. Check out some of those. Maybe here's my challenge for you. Go online, look for a top 10 scary movies of all time or something like that. If you've never seen Dracula with Bela Lugosi, check it out. If you've never seen The Mummy with Boris Karloff, if you've never seen The Creature from the Black Lagoon, or Psycho, or... Halloween from the 70s. If you haven't seen one of those classics, especially if it's one that's been remade by, say, Rob Zombie, or, you know, the originals are always better, almost always better. So if all you've seen is remakes, go back to the originals and try and find something in them that's... Because what I've found about most of these remakes of classic horror movies is that they are way too over the top and bloody and nasty and gory and there's so much shock garbage out as well. That's like Psycho is a great film because it's got really no blood in it, not even in the shower scene because that was chocolate syrup. But it was scarier for me because more of it was in your head, more of mm-hmm. you know. And or The Shining, if you haven't seen The Shining.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson, check it out.
Jump out of your comfort zone.
That's right.
Like I did.
And don't hold me responsible, that's all I ask.
That's right.
I will accept no frivolous lawsuits.
Exactly.
So that's been View from the Halloween Couch for Wednesday, the 27th of October. Have a great Halloween. Please don't drink and drive. Be safe. Treat each other kindly. Eat lots of candy, but not too much. And we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.